Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, Mr. Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us once again on FC Radio. We're playing the draw specialists tomorrow, so it's probably going to be your first win, I'd imagine, hopefully.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. I think we've been improving every game we've played, so yeah, I'm hoping to get the win tomorrow.
The display on Tuesday against Chester, every game we've seen now, we've seen a progression, I feel, in the level of performance and fitness. You must have been, now you've had time to sleep on it a bit, you must be satisfied with what you saw on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Obviously, I'd have liked to have won, but, you know, there's quite a few bonuses come out of it. The first clean sheet of the season, but defensively as a team, we worked really hard. You know, because we had our backs to the wall, I'd say, for a good 30 minutes in the second half when we were tiring. And we dug at it then, and, you know, we didn't let them break us down. You know, they weren't great. They had a few half chances, but they didn't create any clear-cut chances. So if you do that to teams, it's a positive. Like I said, we had a few half chances ourselves. I think, you know, Billy Priestley missed a couple of headers where he should have hit the target at least, trailing at the post. But then, you know, they might say we should have had a penalty as well. So I was more than pleased to get the 3 points. So
I mean, I thought at the time from our angle he got the ball, but looking back at the replay, I don't know if Tatum was anywhere near it, was he?
I have seen the replay, yeah, from a different angle to me. And from my angle, I thought, oh, we got the ball there.
Well, we were on the same side of the pitch, weren't we? But the camera's on the other side,
yeah.
And it's clear.
Correct.
At least it answers the question of why the ref didn't give a corner, I suppose. But anyway, so you've had a training session on Thursday evening. How was that?
It was good. It was good. Obviously, a bit more light started than the week before, especially with playing two games in the week. You know, we're just loosening the legs off, worked on a bit of possession and shape, and yeah, just a few set pieces as well. So yeah, it was nothing extreme.
And when it comes to recruitment and that side of things and personnel, obviously you've been busy the last couple of weeks. You started to get a bit of a settled squad together, and I suppose you're just waiting for the injured players to come back to fitness. I mean, I think winter's got until Monday, I think. Am I right in that? Am I wrong? Where's winter at?
No, winter's back.
Good.
Winter's back for tomorrow. That's all good to go. Obviously, Liam Dickinson come back on Tuesday. He had a little 20 minutes and, you know, he ran his tripe off. We have picked up a few more injuries this week. So, you know, it's every week we've lost a player. Or, I mean, this week we're touch and go on a couple of them, to be honest. So I'm just waiting on them right now. So,
for the listener, who are the ones who are going to be late fitness tests for tomorrow?
Scott Kay, Lewis Mansell, both got groin tweaks. Both had to pull out of training at some point yesterday. So it's, you know, like I said, a fitness test beforehand. But, you know, we've got other players who can go in them positions.
I mean, have you worked out when winter comes back, how your midfield's going to work? Because Jones has been particularly good of late.
I have kind of, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I won't delve.
I'll keep that to myself.
I won't delve. Anyway, and that was the interesting thing from Tuesday night. You mentioned Dickinson there, Dickinson coming on and it changing the dynamic of the game slightly as Chester were trying to change the dynamic of the game. It was a good option to have, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was needed, like I said, because, you know, we're not fit yet. And, you know, I keep banging on about that, but we're not match fit. And you can see us tiring in the last 20 minutes and we went scrappy. So the choice was if we put somebody up there a bit more direct, you know, to pin him down and hold the ball up a bit more, so then it gives us more time to get up and go and join in. And it worked. You know, it helped us because they were in, you know, they were in control at that point.
Other personnel, Priestley coming in on Tuesday. I take it he's available for selection this week as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Senior, you said, and I missed it because I was a bit flustered on our post-match interview on Tuesday, Senior didn't get selected in the squad because he's not been in training. So has he been in training this week, and therefore is he in your thoughts for this week?
He's in contention.
He's in contention.
He worked hard at training. Yeah, and he's in the squad.
And so that then leads me to the question of Billy Crellin. Obviously, he's been with the under-19s. Where are we at with Billy Crellin? Because he's a very big talent here, isn't he?
He is. And we was expecting him back this week, but Fleetwood's first team have called him up to them. So he's now going along with Joey Barton's men, I believe. So, you know, good luck to him on that. He's a good young goalkeeper, and obviously they can see his promise. So he won't be with us this week.
And from your point of view, because obviously you've been involved in youth and academy football for a number of seasons now, that's cracking, isn't it, really? I know it's disappointing from an FC point of view, but actually, for the reputation of the club, right there, giving him a chance to play proper football, and he's prospered, really, hasn't he? So that shows it works.
He has, and he's a big, confident young keeper. And as a 21s, well, or 23s, they call it, manager, if you've got a player that gets promoted into a first team squad, you know, it's a proud moment. You think, yeah, there you go. You know, there's one particular the list that's been pushed on, and you've recognised it. So, yeah, full marks to him. He's done well.
So with Allenson being out, with Crellin going back to the Fylde Coast, I suppose that means it's Carnell, and Carnell had a decent game, but just the distribution side, I suppose, just get the ball out quicker. If we've got a one last counter attack, go for it. I suppose is the message.
Yeah, well, we want to win the games, but you know, I'm not knocking Dave. You know, he's done well. He's come in for two games, short notice. He's done really well. You know, he's an experienced keeper who knows his leagues, so you know, I've no qualms with Dave at all.
And finally then, Dave, obviously it's a trip to Yorkshire, it's Guiseley away, it's going to be a lively afternoon, probably. So what's your message going into this game for the away support tomorrow?
Just get behind the lads, and hopefully we can keep moving on and progressing as a squad that we have been doing, and managed to get the 3 points that the lads deserve. You know, it'll be in our game, they're an experienced side, they got relegated last year, you know, they're no mugs. So, you know, it'll be a tough game. I think they're undefeated in maybe 6-7 games. Don't concede many goals. So, it's a big pass for us. So, hopefully we're up for it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.